Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Schwimmen is to swim. Schwimmen, to swim. How would you say I swim? Ich schwimme. How would you say you swim? Du schwimmst. How would you say she swims? Sie schwimmt. How would you say you guys swim? Ihr schwimmt. How would you say I swim regularly? Ich schwimme regelmäßig. Regelmäßig is one way to express regularly. Regelmäßig. One word. Ich schwimme regelmäßig. How would you say, do you swim regularly? Schwimmst du regelmäßig? You see, in German we don't have this do you. We say swim you regularly. Schwimmst du regelmäßig? How would you say do you guys swim regularly? Schwimmt ihr regelmäßig? How would you say where do you swim regularly? Wo schwimmst du regelmäßig? How would you say, I swim regularly through the river? Ich schwimme regelmäßig durch den Fluss. Durch den Fluss, through the river. Notice how we say den Fluss. Actually, it's der Fluss, the river, in German a masculine noun, der Fluss. But durch, through, is a preposition that triggers always accusative. And the accusative masculine article is den, with an en at the end. So we say, durch den Fluss. Ich schwimme regelmäßig durch den Fluss. I swim regularly through the river. How would you say, do you swim regularly through the river? Schwimmst du regelmäßig durch den Fluss? How would you say, does he swim regularly through the river? Schwimmt er regelmäßig durch den Fluss? How would you say, when do you swim through the river? Wann schwimmst du durch den Fluss? How would you say, when do you swim through the sea? Wann schwimmst du durch den See? Here the same. Den See, because actually it's der See, the sea, or the lake, der See. Wann schwimmst du durch den See? How would you say, with whom do you swim? Mit wem schwimmst du? You see, mit wem? Wem is the dative question. Mit is the preposition in front, and mit is a preposition that triggers always the dative. So when we ask you for the person and we use mit, we trigger dative and make the dative question. With whom? Mit wem? Wem with an M at the end. Mit wem schwimmst du? How would you say, with whom do you swim through the river? Mit wem schwimmst du durch den Fluss? How would you say, with whom do you swim through the lake? Mit wem schwimmst du durch den See? How would you say, I swim normally, always alone? Ich schwimme normalerweise immer alleine. Normalerweise, normally, immer, always, alleine, alone. Ich schwimme normalerweise immer alleine. I swim normally, always alone. How would you say normally? I swim always alone. Normalerweise schwimme ich immer alleine. Notice here in German we start now with normalerweise. Now the verb has to follow because it's fixed at the second position. Normalerweise schwimme ich. Normally swim I. Normalerweise schwimme ich immer alleine. How would you say normally? I don't swim alone. Normalerweise schwimme ich nicht alleine. How would you say in the past? I swam. Ich bin geschwommen. Notice, we use here the auxiliary verb sein, to be, to build the past, because it's one of the verbs that express a movement, where we almost always build the past with the auxiliary verb sein. Ich bin, I am, schwamm. Ich bin geschwommen. Geschwommen is the participle. Ich bin geschwommen. How would you say, did you swim at the weekend? Bist du am Wochenende geschwommen? How would you say, I swam at the weekend? Ich bin am Wochenende geschwommen. Notice, geschwommen is the second verb. And whenever you have two parts or two verbs in German, the second one is kicked to the very end. Ich bin am Wochenende geschwommen. Geschwommen is kicked to the end. How would you say, I swam through the lake at the weekend? Ich bin am Wochenende durch den See geschwommen. How would you say, I swam through the river at the weekend? Ich bin durch den Fluss am Wochenende geschwommen. Great! Next time we'll go through the verb schmecken, to taste. Schmecken, to taste. Like when you taste the food. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.